Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the high cost burden of skin disease for patients in Ireland is, well, it is expensive because it's one of the most common and psychologically distressing health problems you find in this country. Many skin conditions are medically benign, but the financial and emotional burden can be profound. To talk about all of this, I'm joined on the line by Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse and nurse tutor. Good morning, Celine.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're not talking about beautification per se. We are talking about skin conditions that require specific care, and that care can be expensive.
Yeah, they require medical treatment. So this is really timely. We're really into eczema season now. So when it's cold and damp outside and it's dry and hot inside, and you've got RSV, COVID, flu circulating in the community, children who have eczema, for example, and adults will always find their eczema flares. And so the Irish Skin Foundation, the wonderful Irish charity that have done fantastic work at representing people with skin disease for so many years now, did a survey way back in 2019. And they found that over half of the adults reported cutting back on household costs just to facilitate spending money on treatments for skin disease, for example. And one in four reported spending €2,500 or more annually on medical costs associated with having a skin disease. So, you know, we know it's expensive. We know it's always been expensive. And while costs haven't really gone up in regard to moisturizers or treatments particularly, the cost of everything else has gone up. So food, utility bills and cost of travel. And this is the same across internationally, really. So European research as well shows that for some severe skin conditions, when we talk about not just the treatments, but the effects on people's work, for example, not being able to work, some people can charge up to, or can pay up to thousands, €20,000 per annum, for example. And we also know that having financial strain or financial difficulties can worsen skin disease. So we've talked about that link between the mind and the skin before and how it can cause depression and anxiety. And then if you can't afford to buy the moisturiser for your child or the treatment or to go for consultation, for example, that can cause distress as well.
Now, talk to me about the things that you could get on the GMS, for example, and then the things that you cannot get on the GMS.
Mm-hmm. So you, so people will be very familiar with the drugs payment scheme, for example. So everyone's entitled to the drugs payment scheme, and that limits out-of-pocket expenses for families. So families living in Ireland shouldn't pay any more than €80 per month in total for their treatments. And then if you have a medical card, for example, you have a small prescription fee of €1.50 per item if you're under 70, and then €1 if you're over 70. And that caps at €15 and €10 respectively as well. But it's important to know that not everything is covered under the GMS. So Cicox Base Emulsifying Ointment, these are very basic, great moisturisers. They're covered on the GMS, but that's the only thing that's covered. So say your shampoos, your soap-free washes, your dressings, you know, there's dressings that people use for eczema, for example, vests and tops and bottoms, cotton gloves for hand dermatitis, they're not covered either. And just to explain how expensive it can get, I looked on an online pharmacy, looked at a basic, well, kind of mid-range pot of moisturiser. So we recommend that people with eczema use between 500 to 1,000 grams of moisturiser per week to treat their skin condition. So a mid-range pot of moisturiser, 500 grams, costs €20. So if you're using two pots per week, that can accumulate to €160 per month for your treatment. That's just for your moisturiser, not for your soap-free wash, maybe a medicated shampoo and some dressings as well. So when we talk about dressings, dressings are highly expensive. So we know that in the NHS, for example, dressings cost between 8 to 17 billion per year on the NHS. That's what the NHS pay for dressings. If you're to walk off the street now into a pharmacy and get a simple dressing, so we're not talking about a band-aid here, we're talking about a surgical dressing. A basic 7 centimetres by 8 centimetres dressing costs about €11 just for one dressing. And if you have a condition like hidradenitis suppurativa or HS, this condition we spoke about before, where you get boils and lesions under your arms that can open and can ooze, you could use between 5 and 15 dressings per day. Some will be covered if you've got a medical card, some won't. So it's really important to take in those costs as well.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
So just to do the, if you like, the basic thing of medical care for your skin condition, it can be very, very expensive. And then, of course, people sometimes try to cover up some of their problems with cosmetics, and they're not to be found on the GMS. So you have to shell out even more. And the sky's the limit on some of those.
Absolutely. So if you're going to go high end on your moisturiser, your treatments, you're talking a significant amount more of money. The other things that we don't think about either is your household. So if you have a child with eczema, for example, going back to the eczema story again, and you are using copious amounts of moisturiser, which we want you to do, that moisturiser is sitting on the clothes. You have to do more laundry, launder the clothes more. And then that kind of emollient, that grease can build up in pipes. Same for your bath. So imagine a child with eczema having a bath. You're washing, you're using emollient to wash that baby or that child with, and then that's going down the pipes, and then it can actually cause problems with your plumbing. So again, it's important if you are using a lot of moisturiser to do a very hot wash with nothing in the washing machine once per month, and then to put some very, very hot water down the pipes as well. The other thing that we don't think about either is actually attending appointments. So as a parent myself, I know the dread is, you know, when you're getting an appointment for your child, you have to get the day off work yourself. You might not be paid for that. Your child isn't going to attend school, and then you might have to, if you're rural, you might have to drive an hour or two to your nearest hospital to attend, or maybe go across the country. And again, that's a full day's expenses of eating out, petrol costs, which have gone up as well, and that we don't think about it, and obviously parking.
What about therapies that you might have? Like some people will be prescribed phototherapy. How expensive is that?
Well, phototherapy, thankfully, if you're attending a phototherapy department in your hospital with your consultant dermatologist, that's going to be free of charge. But the problem is getting there. So it's 3x a week for 6 to 8 weeks. And again, that's time off work. Again, that's either paying public transport or making your way there and paying for parking as well. So that can cost a significant amount of money. The other thing that we forget about as well is children in school. So we do know since COVID that children did a lot more school absenteeism than there was before COVID. But it's always been a problem for children to experience skin disease. And we do know that children on average with moderate severe eczema can miss up to a month of school. And that's quite a lot of school to miss out.
Now, quick question for you. Can you ask Celine if psoriasis is covered for claiming back on moisturiser? That's from Barry and Ennis.
Again, the only moisturiser covered under the GMS is Cicox Base and emulsifying ointment. Now, they're very effective, they're very good, but we always say that you should use the moisturiser that you want to use. So sometimes people want to use something maybe that's less greasy, that maybe they feel more comfortable wearing. So again, that's not covered. A really important point and things that people don't tend to do is to keep your receipts for claim back as well. So again, speaking to somebody who's good at accounts and seeing what you can claim back for. But the revenue don't have figures, but it's thought it's very low. So people don't send the receipts in for things like medical expenses that are covered. And again, talking to your GP to see what you are covered for. And again, there is the hardship scheme of the HSC. Now, it's very varied across the country. So if you are really out of pocket with something, you can apply for the hardship scheme to cover some of your expenses. But again, it's kind of hit and miss. It actually covers.
All right, Celine, fascinating stuff. Thank you very much for joining us. Celine Daly, who's a registered advanced nurse and nurse tutor.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.